Father Thomas Rees is editor-in-chief of America, the National Catholic Weekly magazine. Later this morning, he will deliver a homily and offer Mass at St. Ignatius Church in Manhattan. He joins us now on the phone from New York. Good morning, Father Rees.
Good morning.
Is it possible to put words into your mind, to find the words to talk about what happened and what's going, continues to go on now in New York?
I think it's impossible really to find adequate words to express the tragedy that has happened. I think this may be a time when we go to church not really to find answers, but simply to pray and to be silent, to come to God and ask for his comfort and his help.
What are you going to be saying in your homily today, based on the regular readings that would be in many Catholic churches, all Catholic churches around the country today?
Yes, in Catholic churches across the country, in fact, across the world, the gospel reading, I think, is quite appropriate. What it is the gospel reading is Jesus telling us the parable. In fact, two parables. First, the parable of the shepherd who has a lost sheep and goes and searches through the desert trying to find that sheep. And then the second parable is the one about the woman who has lost the coin and lights a lamp and sweeps her house looking all over for the lost coin. I think if Jesus were here today, he would be telling a third parable. He'd be telling the parable about the good fireman or the good rescue worker who searches through rubble trying to find and save someone who's lost. I think we really see, despite all the evil that we have seen this week, we see grace also. We see the wonderful love and self-sacrifice that these men and women have who are risking their lives trying to rescue people. And I think Jesus would use that as an image of God himself who reaches out and tries to save us and to comfort us in this time.
The idea of light leading us out of the darkness.
Absolutely, I think so. Pope John Paul II, I think, really caught very well an image for this day. He, in his audience right after the attack, said that this is a dark day in the history of humanity. But even if the forces of darkness appear to prevail, those who believe in God know that evil and death do not have the final say. And I think that's something that we believe as Christians and as believers, that evil and darkness can't have the final say, that light and grace always have the final say.
Father Rees, you are also, in addition to being a priest with a congregation, you are editor-in-chief of America, which is the national Catholic weekly magazine. What is the editorial nature of what you've been writing this week? What will readers see in America in the next issue about this event?
Well, I wrote an editorial which is currently in the mail to our readers and, in fact, is up at our webpage at www.americapress.org. And what I tried to do is to set out, you know, knowing what we, as much as we knew at this time, to try and talk about what does this mean for America, first of all, and then secondly, where do we go from here? It seems to me that this attack makes clear that the United States is no longer can fool itself into believing that our oceans isolate us from the concerns and crises that the rest of the world faces. Nor are we so powerful that no harm can touch us. We may be the world's only superpower, but we're not safe from terrorism, and all the weapons and technology in the world will not make us safe. I think what's needed is a united world community that can stop organized terrorism, that can work together, and that, you know, to have that kind of solidarity, I think requires that we work with other countries and not simply go off as a lone ranger trying to act totally independently of the rest of the world community. I think that a massive diplomatic effort is needed before we can really deal with terrorism, because it's not simply, you know, a question of retaliating and responding to this particular act. I think we have to build an international system that can prevent terrorism from happening.
Father Rees, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but in the interest of time, I must say goodbye. Father Thomas Rees is editor-in-chief of America, the National Catholic Weekly magazine, and later this morning, he will offer Mass at St. Ignatius Church in Manhattan. He joined us from New York. Thank you, Father Rees.
Thank you.